Welcome to part three of my AMA. This is JoJo Sexy. I had no idea it's going to go on this long. I don't know if you can hear people yelling outside though, but it's actually a Wednesday night. But I live in town, so sometimes there are crazy people outside yelling and screaming. I apologize for that. Okay. So, let's get this started. We have Toaster Parade. He says, in a hypothetical situation, how would you apply Soviet expansionist policies were you a prime minister, president, ruler of a nation? I have no idea what that is. And I don't think I can be a prime minister, president, or ruler of a nation. I'd prefer to be that prince that is actually, like, quite a few steps away from the throne. So I can just, like, enjoy my life and not think about my responsibilities. Next one. How would you reconcile the Russians and the Chinese? Oh my god. I didn't know that they're not on good terms. I don't know what's happening. I don't do international policies or anything with politics, really. So, sorry. What is your ideal nuclear deterrence strategy? Why? Oh, boy. I don't know. I would like to, like, just try to preach make love not war. I don't think that works. Next question. What's your animal kill count? It is exactly zero. Again, I'm a Buddhist, so I prefer not to kill things. If I have a fly in my house, I would try my best to let it fly out on its own. So, yeah. I do kill mosquitoes, though. I try to catch spiders and let them out as well. So, yeah. I try not to kill as much as possible. I do kill fruit flies, because those are impossible to get rid of. But that's about it. Next question. If you had the resources, would you have your own line of custom masturbatory, I don't know how to word that word, masturbatory aids modeled after you? No, I would not. Why would I ever? Who would buy these? There's no way anyone would buy them if they're modeled after me. There are much prettier ladies and much more blessed ladies out there to model these things after. So yeah, the answer is no. In addition, how much would you sell these items? I wouldn't. So yeah. And then the next one is crossed out and it says, and can we get a range of when you'll market them? I mean, given the resources, if you really wanted them, if there is a demand, I guess I'll make them. I guess. If you really wanted them, I guess I'll make them. And how much? In that case, I don't know how much I would sell them. I guess it depends on the cost of making them, since they'll probably be very, very customized to each order, because I highly doubt anyone would want them. Next one. In an earlier and possibly scandalous statement, you said that New Zealand is what I can colloquially refer to as an elemental opposite of Australia. If that's the case, then why is Maori culture so badass? Because it is badass. Because we are the best. That's why. Next question. Were you a space ranger and I your quirky toaster-based robot companion? What sort of sexy trouble would we get into whilst traversing the galaxy? I'm sorry, it's really late and my reading comprehension is pretty bad right now. I can barely keep my eyes open. It's like I'm recording like the 3 hours in basically one go. So please excuse me. A space ranger. I have no idea what a space ranger is. I never watch Power Rangers. So I'm guessing that's kind of similar. But if you were my quirky toaster-based robot companion, does that mean that you can warm my toast for me? What kind of sexy trouble would we get into? I don't know. I feel like we'd be caught and become sex slaves a lot. Because I'd probably be a pretty bad space ranger. Yeah, probably become sex slaves. And so, are you like a double slot toaster or a like four slice toaster? How many pieces of toast can I put into you at once? Okay, next we have Veal Threat. Are you related to Mojo Jojo and have you participated in any of his nefarious schemes? I would like to think of myself as one of the Powerpuff Girls and not Mojo Jojo. I might be created by the scientist as a counter to Mojo Jojo, if you think about it. So yeah, no, I have not participated in his schemes, and I will be the savior of all. Next we have Voice in the Shadow. She says, well then, you wanted the out of the ordinary. Okay. Would you rather be internet famous and no one in real life think you're interesting, or real life famous but for something embarrassing? I would love to be internet famous and not real life famous for something embarrassing, because I do not believe in all publicity is good publicity. Sorry, I can't word anymore. I also have a drink of vodka, by the way. I forgot. So yeah, the sleepiness and alcohol is getting to me. Yes, I would very much prefer to be internet famous, and I think internet famous is real life famous in a way. Even though it's kind of like a new format, it's still a very, very real thing. Internet famous is famous. Next question. Boom, your Pokemon. What type and why? What's that Pokemon with like the nine tails called? Like the nine-tailed fox. Because I want to be that. Is it just called Nine Tails? No, it's called Vulpix? Is it the Vulpix? Yes, it is the Vulpix. Or the Alolan Vulpix? I watched a bit of Pokemon when I was very, very, very young, but I've forgotten most about it, other than Pikachu. So yeah, I would be a Vulpix because I think that was my favorite Pokemon when I was a kid. Next question. Okay, so you found the genie's lamp and you get 3 wishes. What are they? I want to have perfect health and my ideal body shape all the way until I die. That would be my first. My first wish. My second wish is to have a loving, caring, everything ideal family life. So a great husband and amazing kids. And my parents, like, being all healthy and happy and all of that. My third wish would be what would my third wish be? To never worry about money. To have the financial security and freedom to do whatever I like. I think that would be the three wishes. I'm very practical. Favorite Disney film? The Lion King. I think it was my first Disney film I've ever watched, and it was most definitely my favorite. Next question. How often do you masturbate? If you don't, what turns you on? What do you mean if I don't? I record audios on GWA, of course I masturbate. No. I think my frequency is about every 1 or 2 or 3 days. I don't think I usually go longer than 3. So depending on hormones and what I'm feeling and if I'm tired or not, it's between 1 to 3 days. Every 1 to 3 days. Next question. Would you have sex with a clone of you? Oh boy. I don't turn myself on. So, no, I would not have a clone of me at all. Have sex with a clone of me. Next question. Would you have sex with a male clone of you? Even if I turn into a dude, I'm looking at myself right now and I'm just like, no. I do not like this body at all. So I will not have sex with myself, even if it's a male. Next question. Have you ever done anything that you have spoken of in your audios? Ooh. Let's see. Let's go back to look at what kind of audios I've posted since, you know, my audios are script-based. So the stories actually happen, are determined by sort of the script writers. Let's see. The most recent one, orgasms and office supplies. No, I've never done anything public like that. The audio before that is thank you for choosing Air New Zealand, which I haven't done anything like that either, because Mile High Club, I have not, I'm not one of Mile High Club. My pleasure daddy, voicemail. I don't think I've left a voicemail, more of an audio. So kind of. Baby, I miss you. That one is basically the audio that I left that person. Next one, fun with your phone. No, I haven't done anything like that. Perfect body appreciation. I don't think there's anything that's done in there. This is how sissies come. I guess long distancely, I've domed someone like that similarly. Please be my first. No, that, I mean, I guess that didn't happen because, you know, not really. And yeah. Because, you know, with friends, I don't do that without the emotional connection. Okay. Next, chips or dip? You can only choose one. What do you mean, chips or dip? I'm gonna... You mean, like potato chips, crisps, or dip? I'd... I'm gonna say chips, just because we don't have that good of a selection of dips, I don't think. And I haven't had chips in a very long time. I really want chips. Next question. You can bring back one TV or book series and decide how it ends. What would it be? Ooh. I want to bring back Breaking Bad just so I can kill Jesse. I wanted him dead since season one. I wanted him dead throughout the series, and I can't believe he lived until the very end and he's still fucking alive. I am so mad at that show. I want to kill Jesse in a million, trillion, billion ways. So that would be how it ends. And Mr. White would be alive. Yeah. Next question. What's your opinion on online relationships? I'm currently in one. I think it's a lot harder than IRL relationships. The distance definitely is something to be wary of. It takes special cares and you need to put in more effort into making it work. And at the same time, it carries a lot of different kind of risks, like being catfished. What is my opinion? I don't think it's any less than real life relationships, though. Although, because you guys can't see each other, or you guys don't actually know each other in real life, there are a lot of things that you cannot sort of plan for, or you don't know about each other that you can't sort of replace with the online thing, that sort of is like a very big disadvantage. Like, you don't know how compatible you guys are in those sort of aspects, because, you know, you're that far away, and it still cannot replace the real life thing. So although it's just any bit as real as a real life relationship, there are a few sort of blind spots, I'd probably call them, with online relationships. Next we have Cliffill, which is Chloe, and she says, okay, after thinking of and looking up some questions, do you have any hobbies? I like to sing, I like to draw, I like to watch TV shows. I would like to do more photography, but I have social anxiety and I don't have anyone to go with, so I don't end up going out to take pictures a lot. But yeah. I also like special effects makeup and costume making. So I like doing things with my hands. And I love, like, cosplaying. Like, I don't cosplay myself, but I'd love to, like, help people cosplay, if that makes sense. So, like, if you want to cosplay as someone, I'd love to, like, do your makeup, do your hair, like, do a costume. So, yeah, that. Who would you rather wake up... Would you rather wake up with a different face with the same gender, or a different gender with the same face? Oof. I think my face is pretty feminine. So I don't think waking up with a different gender would be... I think waking up with a different gender would be kind of weird, if I keep my face. But I can always wake up with a different face, like a better face, I guess. And, you know, having a different face could be interesting, even though I'm pretty happy with my face. Next question is, who is your favorite character on your favorite TV show? Ooh, I don't think I have one favorite TV show. So If you go by the show that I'm... I really don't have one favorite TV show. So it's really hard to answer that. If you go with Game of Thrones, I would probably say... Actually, no. I don't have a favorite character in Game of Thrones. I don't personally invest in, like, a lot in a specific character. So, yeah. I think that would be my answer. I don't actually have a favorite character. I like to be, like, on the sidelines watching everything go by. Next, we have Billabong Shlong. Make way for Tones. He's a rap god sitting on his throne. If it turns out there is a heaven and a hell, where do you think you're going? Oof. Tony asking the deep questions. Where would I going? I think that depends on your definition of, like, how do people define whether you're going to heaven or hell? Because according to some, the things that I do online has already dictated that I'm going to hell. So, I guess according to that, I am going to hell. But if we go by the good or bad things that I've done in my life, am I a good or bad person? Then I'm going to heaven. Or I like to think so. Next question. Sorry, I just had a piece of chocolate because I'm hungry. It's been a very long time. If you died suddenly, what are some things family friends would find in your room or on your computer that would make you feel uneasy? That is assuming they can get into my computer. If that's the case, then all of my nudes, my GWA recordings. I don't think my family would like to know that side of me. And at home would probably be my sex toys. I think that's it. Next we have TX Rated. Tell me about the first time you came. First time you squirted. So I didn't start masturbating until a very, very old age. And I think before the first time I came, I've always, like, I was asking my friend, hey, how do I know if I came or not? And they were like, you'll definitely know when you came. And so one day I decided to go all the way instead of, like, stopping, like, feeling good and then stopping. I think I just went on and on until I came. And that was the point where it's like, it kind of feels like climbing a mountain and then reaching a cliff and then that sort of adrenaline rush of jumping off the cliff. That sort of feeling, but instead of adrenaline rush, it's more like dopamine rush. So yeah, I think that was it. The first time I came, I was masturbating. I was rubbing my clit, you know. The first time you squirted, I think I was horrified. I think I was like, oh my god, did I just pee? And then afterwards, I went on Google and looked up a bunch of things. And apparently it's still debated, but it is what it is. So yeah, next question. Why do you like recording? What's your favorite snack food? Is it true what they say about Kiwi girls? Okay, that's three questions. Why do you like recording? Because I get to experience a side of me that I don't normally get to experience. And I also get the validation of internet people. True story. And it's also a way of, you know, making things, making something, putting out a product out there, being like, I accomplish something. What is your favorite snack food? I don't actually snack. I've been learning to snack because, believe it or not, snacking is very healthy for you. It's better than not snacking and going on very long times without food, kind of like fasting. So yeah. What is my favorite snack food at the moment? I think cookies. But sort of digestives or wheat cookies, so they're not super, super sweet ones. I think those are my favorite snack food, with milk or coffee. Is it true what they say about Kiwi girls? What do they say about Kiwi girls? I have no idea. Please tell me more. But if it's a good thing, yes, it is true. If it's a bad thing, no, it's not. Next, we have Gentlest Whispers. She says, what is your opinion on sheep? What is with sheep? I think they are absolutely adorable. They are fluffy and they're cuddly and they meh. And yeah, I think they are really, really cute, but their eyes scare me. Next question. Do you have a favorite game that you like to play? A favorite game? If we judge by, the amount of time that I spent playing it, I think currently it's a game called 1010. It's kind of like Tetris, where you like put down blocks of certain shapes and then you clear them. But it's also, it's like you put them down instead of blocks falling. I think there was also, what else do I play? I'm not a gamer and I don't really play a lot of games. So yeah, I think that is, if you judge by the amount of times that I played it and the length, like it's not a strategy game. I don't think it's a strategy game, and it's just a really relaxing thing to play. So, you know, I can sit on the loo and play that. Name one song you've been addicted to lately. Ooh, let's go to Spotify. What have I been addicted to lately? I don't really listen to songs that much these days. I find myself always doing other things. But I think very, very recently, let's see, what did I add into my Spotify playlist? I think very recently the song Heathens and Sam Hunt's, Take Your Time, I think. Was it Take Your Time? Hold on, let me try and find it. I believe it's Take Your Time. Yeah, it's Take Your Time. Okay. I think I've been addicted to those two very recently. Next question. Do you have a favorite audio? Either that you've recorded or of another poster? Oof. My favorite audio. That is a good question. Do I have a favorite audio?
I don't like to listen to audios repeatedly, so it's very hard for me to find a favorite audio. But there are a few audios that I've gone back to a couple of times. I don't think I can pick out one favorite. I think there is the, I think most recently Avalon's first, like, gentle first time audio is definitely one of the favorites. Also, check it out if you like gentle, sweet, romantic things. There are a few Bourbon audios that I would go back to. Like, the part, I think it was the part two of the daughter's friend one, and there's also the one being the wedding guest. Let me try and find the name of that audio. Oh shoot, I shouldn't have done that. I think it's probably Bourbonite. Let's see. So Seducing Your Best Friend's Father, part two, is one of my favorites. Another one would be Guest at the Wedding. And Avalon's first time, what else? First time audio and Evanescent Utopia submitted. Let's see. It's really hard to find like favorite audios from him, because I like a lot of his audios, because, you know. Let's see. What else do I like? Vanilla Boyfriend Learns to Dom is a very good one. But I think out of the audios he's made, I think Gentle for Your First Time is definitely my current favorite. Next. And lastly, why are you best waifu to Avalon? For those of you who don't know, Avalon's waifu is Saber from Fate Stay Night. We have this like ongoing joke where like I'm like the third wheel in their relationship. So yeah. So Avalon's waifu is Saber, and I'm just like the side bitch. Anyways, next. Last but not least, dataset. Or debt asset. Or debt asset. Just a quick few questions, please and thank you. No, thank you. Your name is Jojo Sexy. Are there other types of Jojos? Do you kill off the unsexy ones? I must know. There are other types of Jojos. But Jojo Sexy is the most current one. The other Jojos, they don't get killed off. They just go dormant, and they go to sleep when Jojo Sexy is active. So it's like putting on different hats and masks. Trust me, it's very humane. Or so says Jojo Sexy. You'll never find out the truth. How do you feel your other content posted affects your GWA posts? As a fellow multi-GW poster, I'm quite curious. I think they complement each other. So sometimes it's pretty interesting to have, you know, your Gone Wild pictures complement your audios, or your audios complement your other things. And the exposure sort of helps each other out. Yeah. So I think there is a good, at least I hope, a good effect on each other. How often do you and Avalon listen to audios together? Does it provoke sexy time or giggles? We actually don't listen to audios that often together. We recommend audios to each other. So if he's listened to a good audio, he'd recommend it to me. And if I've listened to a good audio, I'd recommend it to him. So we don't... I don't think we listen to audios together or watch porn together, actually. Like, when we do, I think it provokes more giggles than sexy time. Because when we listen to audios, a lot of the times we go into, like, poster analytic mode. So we kind of learn from audios. Or we sort of enjoy audios by just enjoying listening to them and getting turned on. If you had to incorporate one sound effect into all of your audios from now on, what would it be? Not a sexy sound that you can make with your body. Oof, not a sexy sound. I would probably incorporate like an intro. Like a JoJo brand intro. Intro sound? I don't know. I have no idea. But that sounds like something that I could put on all of my audios. And it's kind of like a brand thing, I think. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. And with that is the last of the AMA questions. Again, thank you so much to everyone who asked me questions. I hope this wasn't too painful to listen through. Thank you so much if you listened to everything. That's incredible and mind-blowing. Yeah, if you want to leave a comment or talk about anything, discuss any of the things that I've said in this almost 3 hours of audio, feel free to leave a comment. I will definitely respond and come back to you and continue the discussion. So yeah, thank you so much. Bye for now.